takeaway right here. Takeaway.
Yeah.
Go, get going, baby.
Shotgun snap back to Terrell Pryor. Pass to the near side. Picked off. Up the sideline. It's Abdullah. Hussein Abdullah. 10. 5. Touchdown. Lock it down. Hussein Abdullah with the interception.
Bob, you guys have accomplished so much as a defense, but now what do you have to do to win in Buffalo?
Well, I think, you know, anytime you go on the road, as you mentioned, in the NFL, that's a huge challenge. You know, everybody likes to think their home field's an advantage, and I think one of the best ways to limit that is to play great defense, and that kind of keeps the crowd out of it. So that's going to be our first challenge, is to play it. And then, you know, Buffalo has really played total team-wise a lot like us. They've been in a lot of close games. I think it's going to take another one of those complete 60-minute efforts to win this game.
You've been against these guys in the same division when you were at the Jets. So a guy like C.J. Spiller, Stevie Johnson, Scott Chandler, these are all guys that have hurt the Chiefs in the past. What about defending their skill level?
They're all dynamic guys, you know, in their own way. Spiller is one of those really unique players in our league because of his great speed. You know, came in as a running back, then kind of morphed out into a wideout slash running back, kind of the Reggie Bush guy. Stevie Johnson is a guy that's kind of a unique route runner. You know, he kind of puts his own spin on about every route. Very difficult to cover, highly competitive guy, and I'm sure every quarterback there loves him because he's going to find a way to get open, you know. And Chandler is just a big man. You know, I mean, he catches the ball well for a big guy. Has done a good job in their blocking schemes as well. So all those guys are going to provide, big challenges for us.
Okay, you've really kind of set a gold standard here now for the NFL defensively after 8 weeks. What is the next step, in your opinion, for your defense?
Well, I think the thing that you're always looking for, and sometimes it's not even reflected in the end statistics, but you're looking for improvement. You know, that's on a daily basis. It's on a lower level, an individual basis, because you really would like to be playing your best football as the season comes to an end. And, you know, we've talked to the players a lot about it over the last couple of weeks. That's one of the great challenges, I think, in the National Football League, is that, one, by rule, contacts get limited, more limited as we go forward. Two is, you know, you're starting to get nicked up. They have to miss some practice time to get ready to be physically able on Sunday. Well, that accumulative effect is what starts to take your individual technique down a little bit. So, one of the things when those guys get back is they have to work diligently to regain some of the things they were doing so natural. But that's after, you know, weeks of OTA, training camp, beginning of the season. Now all of a sudden you haven't been doing those same drills, those same footwork that you did, and you're just off a click, you know. And so we were trying to really, you know, sell them that, hey, this is important, this is the way you get better. And like we say, you know, you're not looking for quantum leaps here. You're looking for that very minimal gain. But if you multiply that times 20 some guys on the defensive side of the ball, you know, you can kind of stay with that arrow pointing up.